This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this morning I received a question. Sheikh, what is the kafara? What is the expiation for breaking a vow? So with regards to vows, with regards to oaths, when you take an oath, an example of taking an oath is when you say wallahi, where you take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say wallahi, I will do this. Wallahi, I will not do this. So if you take an oath and if you were to break that oath, if you were not to do the thing that you said you're going to do, or if you were to do the thing that you said that you're not going to do, then as per the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth chapter, ayah number 89, our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لَا يُؤَاخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ. Allah will not impose blame upon you for what is meaningless in your oaths. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا عَقَدْتُمُ الْأَيْمَانِ. But he will impose blame upon you for breaking what you intended of oaths. So the oaths that have been taken with, you know, firm intention, not the careless ones, the ones with firm determination and intention, then yes, it is binding. And the expiation for it, the ayah goes on to now detail the expiation for kafaratuhu it'amu 'asharati masakin until the end of the ayah. So the expiation is the feeding of, I'm going to read the ayah first, the feeding of 10 needy people from the average of that which you feed your own families, or clothing them, or the freeing of a slave. But whoever cannot find or afford it, then a fast of 3 days is required. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ. That is the expiation for oaths when you have sworn. وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Guard your oaths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caps off the ayah. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Thus does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make clear to you His ayat so that you may be grateful. So in summary, my dear brothers and sisters, a person who is obligated to expiate has the choice to do one of these three options. Basically, he is supposed to either feed 10 needy people, or he's supposed to clothe 10 needy people, or he's supposed to free a slave. And if he's not able to do either one of the three aforementioned options, then he has to fast 3 days. It would not be sufficient for this individual to pay an expiation to less than 10 needy people, as the ayah clearly outlines 10 needy people. I hope I've shed light in regards to the expiation of oaths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.